Lord Jesus, our good shepherd, who gave your life for the sheep because you loved us, we confess that we have often strayed from your word and fallen into sin. Yet in your love, you died for us that we might be forgiven, and you rose again from death that we might have eternal life. We thank you for your loving patience, that you continue to forgive us, though we still sin much every day. And we still have in us that stubborn and prideful old Adam that leads us astray. We pray that you would ever call us by your gospel, so that we hear about your work of salvation and the promise that you give, forgive our sins. Help us ever to listen to your voice and follow your lead through this valley of death into your heavenly kingdom. Hear us, merciful Savior and Shepherd. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this Good Shepherd Sunday is written in the 10th chapter of John, beginning at the 11th verse, and reads as follows in Jesus' name. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear faithful sheep of Christ's flock, the Easter message brings us the news of the victory of Jesus over sin and death. We believe that Jesus has given us eternal life. But what about our life now? How does that impact our life? Can we be sure that we have a certain future with the resurrection of Jesus? This Sunday promises a blessed future in that the Good Shepherd is leading us to heaven. He guides us by his powerful word to give peace with God. He sends the Holy Spirit to comfort us when we deal with trials and walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And he leads us through those trials as he is guiding us to eternal life. Jesus does all of this because he is the good shepherd and he cares for the sheep. We know this from our text as he says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus teaches us in our text that the good shepherd cares about his sheep and the good shepherd makes others his sheep. In the chapter before our text, Jesus and the disciples encounter a man who was born blind. And the disciples ask Jesus, who sinned, the parents or the little baby who was born blind? And Jesus says, neither. It is for the glory of God. And so Jesus tells this man to go down and wash his eyes in the pool of Siloam. He does so, and the man who was blind becomes able to see. But since Jesus did this on the Sabbath day, the Pharisees wanted this man to condemn Jesus. He refused and was thrown out of the synagogue, even though he defended Jesus. Jesus finds this man and asks him if he believes in the Son of God. Who is he? And Jesus says, I am the Son of God. And the man says, Lord, I believe. Jesus then spoke about the shepherd who enters by the door to call the sheep out of the sheepfold. And he does this in contrast to the wolf that climbs over the wall of the sheepfold in order to scatter and kill the sheep. In our text then, Jesus distinguishes between the good shepherd and the hireling. One who is willing to die for the sheep is the good shepherd. The one who runs away when the wolf comes and lets the sheep scatter is the hireling. So Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Instead of fleeing before the enemies of Satan, sin, and death, Jesus did what was necessary to help us in our need. Jesus laid down his life for us, gave himself for us, suffered death for us, in order that we could have the peace with God and the forgiveness of our sins. Isaiah says the truth, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way, but the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all." In his loving mercy, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. That is, Jesus sacrificed his life to pay the punishment that you and I deserved because of our sins. He did this so that God could forgive us all of our sins. And the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. This is what the Easter message tells us. He has won the victory because he has accomplished that salvation for us. What a beautiful picture, though, of Christ's love for us. The Bible says, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him." But what good is a dead shepherd? If the shepherd is dead, then the wolf can come and scatter the sheep and kill them all the time. This is why we celebrate the resurrection. He who died for our sins did not stay dead. He rose again from the dead in order to be our Lord, our Savior, and our Good Shepherd. His body did not see corruption. Jesus himself said, "I lay down my life to take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." On the third day, Jesus rose to proclaim his victory for you and I, so that we can be certain of that salvation that he has won for us. Jesus now lives as our good shepherd to give us life, to lead us to heaven, and to watch over us so that he can defeat our enemies through his word. Jesus has been our good shepherd throughout our life. Consider the tender words that Isaiah shows about that good shepherd that is to come. "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young." Jesus feeds us with his word and his sacraments so that we can be assured of his love. We who sin much every day, we who don't deserve that love of the shepherd, we who stray so many times in so many ways, Jesus still gently guides us, keeps us together, gives us the food that we need to continue to live as his children, that is, the word and sacraments. The psalmist says, "Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever." By contrast, the person who is hired to look after the sheep does not care about the sheep. They don't have the same care as the owner. Such a shepherd may faithfully carry out his duties in helping the sheep, but when difficulties come, when the enemy comes, they run away and the sheep are scattered. It's not worth his life to protect those dumb animals. And having been a shepherd, I know what I'm talking about. They are dumb. That means you and I, right? We don't always know what is good for us. We don't always listen to the voice of our shepherd. We don't always do the things that he asks of us. And there are many hirelings who will do well until the enemy comes, and then they leave, they flee, and leave the sheep scattered. St. Paul says, "The time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." And so, in order to be modern and not look like fools, many religious leaders and pastors and teachers have rejected that Jesus rose physically from the dead. In order that they may live in a life of inclusiveness, they don't teach that there is only one way to heaven, but that all religions lead to eternal life in heaven. Indeed, some of these ministers are no longer hirelings. but they are wolves that are destroying people's faith. These wolves are teaching the law that in our life, in order to make God happy with us, we need to love others, we need to do this, we need to do that, and then we will be in heaven. They are deceiving people into thinking that loving everyone will lead to eternal life. St. John says, they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Isaiah pictures the sheep who go astray and turn everyone to their own way. And isn't it true that we really don't want to hear the law, especially our old nature? We don't want to hear that we have done things wrong, that we have failed to do what we intend to do, and that we are not holy enough to get into heaven. But the law isn't telling us to pound us down into the ground. The law is telling us exactly what our sickness is, so that we follow the Good Shepherd. It is Jesus who never grows tired of gathering us back again, of forgiving our sins, of helping us in our life when we doubt or when we fail. Because he laid down his life for his sheep, he will give us that forgiveness. He cares about the little lambs who are baptized in his name, and he guards and protects them. He cares about the teenagers who are dealing with tribulation and temptations, and he helps them with their doubts so that they can trust in him. And he comforts those and guides those adults with his word as they experience a daily crisis in their lives, as they deal with troubles and financial issues and other problems that come up from day to day, and as they grow infirm. Jesus says, I know my sheep and am known by my own. He always knows what is best for us, and he gives it to us. And when we receive his word and sacraments, we're receiving blessings from God to keep our soul going, so that we may feed on his pasture and so that we may continue to live. Most of all, our good shepherd wants us to depend on him and to trust in him and his guidance in our life. Jesus saw as our good shepherd what other people don't often see. Matthew writes, but when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. It isn't that what many people are in our country today? But Jesus is a good shepherd who wants to add more people to his flock. Now, young David, when he was a shepherd in Bethlehem, he couldn't have a big flock of hundreds of sheep. First of all, there wasn't enough pasture or moisture, water, to be able to feed such a big flock. Secondly, he couldn't protect a big flock like that, because he couldn't be everywhere where the wolves or the bears would be. But our good shepherd does not have such limitations. He wants all people to know Jesus as their Savior. He wants all people to become members of his flock. Jesus stated this in our text. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. You see, Jesus gave his life as a ransom, not just for a few people, but for all people. God says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant and raise up the tribes of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. So this is what God's will is. And through the last 2,000 years of the church history, he has extended that word into all the world, so that many people can have heard and believed on Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Because the Bible says Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Since Jesus has died for all people, and God wants all men to know the truth, you and I have a special blessing to be called to be witnesses to that truth, to proclaim the message Jesus is living, that he is risen to be your Savior, your Good Shepherd. And that is our work as we live on this world. In God's kingdom of grace, you see, there's no difference between people who are members of his kingdom. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And he's talking about we all have the same faith in Jesus, and we have the same access with Jesus. Because Jesus is God, he can deal with all the sheep in the world, whether they live in a big city or whether they're out in the remotest parts of the Amazon jungle. In sending out his word, he is calling people to come to know him as their good shepherd, to trust in him and to follow him in his lead to eternal life. Do we know people who still need to know about Jesus? Do we have friends or relatives or people we work with that need to hear that Jesus loves them, that he has died for them and given his life for them? Can we tell them that Jesus is risen from the dead and that there is eternal life and that he gives it to those who believe in him? Jesus said, go into all the nations and preach the gospel to all creatures so that all people will hear my name. Make disciples of all the nations, he says. We are asked to proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is why we're left in this world, to follow our shepherd, to trust in him and hear his word, but also to tell that word to others. He wants us to tell of the wonderful grace and love that Jesus has for them. He wants them to know that when they come into his flock, they can have comfort and peace with God, and that they can have hope of eternal life. Today, we can say with David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. With his forgiveness, we no longer hunger and thirst for forgiveness and peace with God. Because of his care, we can be content with whatever he has given us. And David then says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. With Peter, then, we can say, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of glory which will not fade away. May our shepherd lead us to that time and guide us to his word and his heaven, which he is preparing for us. God grant this to us all. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.